Thinking Digital 2015. The hall is emptied after the first session. People are chattering and buzzing away. That's what I like to see. What a cracking start. And a part of that start was you, sir. Please introduce yourself.
Hello there, I'm Luciano Floridi, a professor of philosophy and ethics of information at the Oxford Internet Institute, University of Oxford. Quite a long presentation.
When you stood up and you gave an introduction to who you were, I thought, oh God, I should have had more sleep last night. This is going to be really heavy. But it wasn't at all. Refresh me as to your subject matter.
The subject is what's going to happen to us, to the world, to our interactions, to society, to politics, to economics, when it comes to new technologies. We focus a little bit too much on all the worries, all the ghosts, all the fears. Meanwhile, we should really be concentrating on designing the future, making sure that the environment that is digital is well suited for all the purposes that are there to grab. So basically, optimism, mildly oriented about all the possibilities that are there to be grabbed, rather than a distraction on silly things that will not happen.
You covered Homer's Iliad, the robotics that exist within Homer's Iliad. You talked about wine and philosophy in the same sentence, always winning with me. And then you went on to analyse some of the current, you will say, misconceptions about what the future of artificial intelligence may mean for humanity.
There are lots of misconceptions, and fundamentally, it's just bad philosophy. And for anyone who says, philosophy is dead, well, think twice, because without some real clear, deep thinking, and that's what philosophy is for you, some clear, deep understanding of our technologies, our design, our projects, what we want to build, who we want to be in the future, now the human project, the infosphere, well, we are going to make a mess. So basically, all this distraction about the singularity, the new AIDS-zilla, as I like to call it, coming, this is not just a joke, as I thought it was in the past, is irresponsible, because there are so many important issues that are lively, that are fundamental, and they need to be addressed. The last thing you want to do is to be worried about extraterrestrial life landing on Earth, when in fact the environment is going bananas. Likewise, the last thing you want to concentrate is on the singularity, which will not happen, when in fact these information and communication technologies are having a deep impact on anything that you can touch: education, jobs, your pension, security, cyber war, you name it. Those are the real issues we need to concentrate on.
I was really hoping that at the end you were going to announce some website database or book entitled "A Unicorn Is Just a Horse with a Horse with a Horn Stuck on It," because it was my favourite line from your talk. Where can people find your work? Where can people find out more about you?
So I do quite a lot of work on both sides. I mean, I belong to the sort of philosopher who tries to do both the very complicated, not terribly engaging, not terribly fun work, which is the foundation, and something out there that is for anyone who has an interest in real philosophy, the philosophy for the 21st century, for us. So if you want to read anything, here's a moment of advertisement. I would recommend The Fourth Revolution, How the Infosphere is Changing Humanity.
I'm always willing to plug good ideas, and if it's a little bit more of what you've been delivering right here. Are you here for the rest of the conference, or do you have to head off?
I will be here for the rest of the day. Unfortunately, another meeting tomorrow will force me to leave later in the afternoon. But I've enjoyed this tremendously, and it's an amazing event.
Where do you find time to think?
You never stop thinking, as Leibniz said. The important thing is listening to what you're thinking.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.